can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
We welcome you inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf and Greg Cosell of NFL Films. And Greg, let's talk about the running backs here and a lot of big names here. We'll start with a former fourth overall pick, Darren McFadden, who the knock on him has always been injuries. He's coming off another injury-plagued season. The first 4 years in the league, Darren McFadden, 4.8 yards per carry. The last two seasons, 3.3.
Well, it's going to be very interesting with running backs in general. With the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl, with San Francisco being arguably the second-best team in the league, the focus on the run game, will this change how people see the run game as we move forward and how people look at running backs? Now, Darren McFadden, and you're going to see him right here in the backfield, and this is in the shotgun. This was one of his better runs of the season. He's pretty much a downhill runner, a gap runner. Here he made a safety miss, which, by the way, he hasn't done a lot of in his career. He's been much more of a straight line runner. And even though he's had success at times, I think there are a lot of questions as to whether you can truly line him up as your feature back and count on him to carry the ball 250, 300 times. Injury, of course, is the big question just as an overall player. What's his value to you? Can you be certain that he'll play 16 games?
Well, now, how about a player who is coming off the best season of his career, Sean Moreno, another former first-round pick, his first 1,000-yard season this year, working with Peyton Manning in the backfield.
Yeah, and that was critical, and you're going to see Moreno here. I mean, this was an offense in which they played with one back almost every single snap. Moreno was part of a complete offense orchestrated by Peyton Manning. He obviously ran really well. Manning's the best in the league at running against the proper looks and the proper fronts, so Moreno had great success running the ball based on what Peyton Manning could do for him. He's a very good receiver in the screen game. So he's a complete back, just not a great back. And I think we've learned that over the years. He was a top 15 pick at a time when a lot of people thought he could also be a foundation feature back. He's not that kind of player, but he's a very good complementary piece in a multi-dimensional offense.
Now, the New England Patriots had a couple early round picks in their backfield, but the guy who got the ball the most at the end of the season was the guy they signed off the scrap heap, LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, and Blount, here you see him. This is what he is. You see him in a multiple tight end set. He ended up the season being their foundation back. He's good at sticking his foot in the ground and going downhill. He's not particularly elusive laterally. He's not explosive laterally, but he's strong. He's got some natural power to him. He's a pure downhill runner. For him to be a factor for your offense on a week-to-week basis, you've got to commit to running the ball. And even then, his skill set is such that there's a lot of uncertainty as to whether he could truly be that guy or whether he's a complementary piece. So you have to decide, and there's a lot of film on LeGarrette Blount, you have to decide what he is. Is he a complementary piece, which would limit his market value, or do you sign him and say, we're going to run the football and he's our guy? I don't think people will sign him that way.
Down in Houston, Ben Tate played in the shadow of Arian Foster for a long time, but he's a productive guy himself. Yeah. Now he gets to hit the open market.
Yeah, and you're going to see him right here. Again, he ran in a lot of his zone-based offense. He's had some very good moments. This is his own run. He's a bit straight up in the way he runs. He's a bit straight line, but he's got some good movement, some good speed. He is about 220, 225 pounds, so he's got some size. He's a very interesting player. He's had some injury problems as well, Bo. But again, what do you sign him as? Are you signing him to maybe be a feature back? And what is a feature back in today's NFL? Is he going to carry the ball 250, 300 times? Is he carrying the ball 180 times? These are all questions you have to ask yourself when you sign someone like Ben Tate, who came out of Auburn, runs fast, good speed, good size, some limitations in his lateral movement, but he's a productive player when he plays.
The injuries for a free agent running back are sort of a double-edged sword because on the one hand, maybe he can't stay on the field, but on the other hand, with shelf life so short for running backs, if they have a little less tread on the tire, that means there's a little bit more future production.
No, and that's true. And I think teams, they're trying to win games. So if you sign Ben Tate and you think he's your guy, you're not worried about how many years he plays or what his injury status is. You're signing him to help your team. But you're right. I think a guy like Ben Tate a couple years ago was really good. I think he gained over 900 yards in a backup role and had some really impressive runs. But in the last couple of years, he's been injured, and that's a big concern.
All right, how about a former first-round pick, Donald Brown, who had a disappointing beginning to his career, but this year, probably the best of his career, and he outplayed Trent Richardson.
Yeah, and in some ways, he's very much, as you see him right here, very much like Knowshon Moreno. He became part of a multi-dimensional offense that was fueled by the quarterback, Andrew Luck, and Brown had a very good season as a runner, running both out of the shotgun and with Luck under center, and he was a good receiver. Did some damage in the pass game as well. So he ultimately is a puzzle piece in an offense. He's not a lead back, but he's an effective player.
All right, well, how about a guy who is a three-time Pro Bowler, back-to-back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons a couple years ago, but he's dropped off a little bit recently, and talk about guys with lots of tread on the tire. Not a lot of people have carried the ball over their career in the league right now as much as Maurice Jones-Drew. What's left for MJD?
Yeah, he's going to be a fascinating guy in this free agent market because he was a feature back. He's had years of over 300 carries. I think he had 1 year of almost 400 carries. The question is he that guy? Are you signing MJD to be the foundation of your offense? This is the question you have to answer, because if you're doing that, then you have to feel very comfortable that you can give him the ball 300 plus times and run your offense through him. If you don't feel comfortable with that, then unfortunately for him, he would fall and just become another free agent back on the market who can help you in a variety of ways. Obviously, he's a good runner. He's a very good pass receiver, and he's a very good blocker. He's a multidimensional back, but his value will ultimately be determined by how you see him within the framework of your offense.
Probably a complimentary piece at this point in the game, but a guy who, as you said, brings a lot to the table.
Right.
All right, one more guy here we want to take a look at. James Starks from the Packers, a guy who was not a bell cow like some of these other guys, but a guy who could fit in as maybe a number two running back.
Yeah, and he's had some very good moments for the Packers. I mean, there's been times he's been their so-called feature back for a couple of games. This year he was a compliment to Eddie Lacy. He's got some talent. He's an upright runner, and I think it's one reason why he can't truly be a feature back. He's also fought some injuries, but he's a very good player as your second back. And again, you know, for running backs, it's very intriguing. This is the first offseason in a while, Bo, where I think we're having a little bit of a conversation about running backs and their place in the NFL. The last 5-7 years, all we talked about were quarterbacks, quarterbacks, quarterbacks. Now with Seattle winning the Super Bowl, with San Francisco being a really good team, you know, we're starting to get a sense that, hey, maybe teams will run the ball a little more, build their offense around the run game, and maybe the value of a back goes up a little bit. We don't know that. Now, James Starks would not be that guy, but a second back becomes more valuable if you're going to run the ball a lot.
Well, certainly a lot of options if you're looking for a free agent running back to add to your team. Greg Cosell breaks it down inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.